Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the show about growing, enjoying, and protecting your business.
It's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared.
Now, if you know what you're worth, now go out and get what you're worth. But you gotta be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
If you have a question for Terry, call now, 800-673-1728. You're listening to DSRadio.net. Here's your host, Terry Wilson.
Let me ask you something. Do you plan on being rich? I mean, literally, do you plan on being wealthy? And what I define wealth as is someone who doesn't work for their money, but has their money working for them. You know, it's cliche, but it is the definition, in my opinion, of what true financial wealth is. Now, I know there's other definitions of success and wealth, but we're talking about monetary financial wealth. The question is, do you plan on being rich? Do you plan on being wealthy? What separates the wealthy from the not so wealthy? What separates those who just seem to get by and those who seem to literally thrive? We have a song that we sing in our worship services on Sunday mornings from time to time. And it's a contemporary Christian song that you hear on the radio if you listen to Christian radio. And the hook in it is, we were made to thrive. And I truly believe that we are created beings that are created to succeed, to thrive, to venture out beyond our wildest dreams, imaginations, beyond ourselves. And that's the whole idea of faith, is living beyond something, past something that you can comprehend, beyond something that you can, within your own means, grab a hold of. And that's the beautiful thing, and why you really do, to become financially successful, to become emotionally successful, to become all of these things in our lives that we want to see success. It starts with spiritual success, in my opinion. And so I got to thinking the other day, as I was speaking to a client of mine down in Charleston, South Carolina. And we were talking about health insurance and various things. It's 'tis the season, if you will, because of all the open enrollments. And got to listen to this guy, what he qualifies for. Now, I want you to listen to this. Now, this might offend some of the folks that are listening to this show, but it is the reality of the ACA healthcare plan, and it's the reality of finances. This guy has never earned an income over $30,000 a year. Did you hear me? Never has earned an income by working a job that paid more than $30,000 a year. And around 1988, he got turned on by a couple guys talking about investing smartly, how to invest, where to invest, the keys to look for when you're going to invest. And he's never made more than $30,000 in income. And in 1986 or 88, I believe it was, he was working for a local hardware store making $18,000 a year. He took $1,000 and he put it in the market, and he got on a financial plan to where he would put a lot of his income into the market. And then by 1992, he had accumulated about, seed money wise, he put $25,000 with that initial $1,000, and then what he was funding over the next 4 or 5 years, he had built up seed money, what he actually invested, around $25,000. So by 1992, he had $25,000 in the market, at which point life events happened and he no longer could invest anymore, that is, put any more money in the plan. Fast forward, the year is 2004. What do you think he had in his retirement, his IRA, his savings, his investments? Would you believe the $25,000 literally had turned in to $175,000. Fast forward to 2008. The market, as you know, crashes. World falls apart. What does he have? Would you believe his investments went down to $75,000? Fast forward a little bit further. He's now through flipping homes, working and flipping homes, working and flipping homes. He's accumulated 4 rental homes. He has the money that he's never put $1 extra since 1992 in. And to date, that fund, he has a little close to about $500,000. On top of that, his homes, his rental homes, his 4 rental homes, he is earning after expenses and everything is paid roughly around $1,500 a month. Does not work, hasn't worked since 2005, 2006. He stays at home. He lives off $1,500 a month. He has a little over $500,000 that has been in a variable type product. And he's about to roll it over to where he's going to be guaranteed doubling his money in the next 10 years. And he's only 51 years old.
Health insurance has become a political football here lately. And like everything else, when politics are involved, the truth becomes more and more difficult to receive and perceive. Now a free guide is available at myfreehealthguide.com that will give you the facts on every available plan on and in the marketplace. Your health and your family's are too important for you not to get the facts for yourself. Don't allow politicians to push or pull you from or to the health coverage you may or may not need. Get an unbiased, non-political guide on how you can save 40 to 90% off on both private and public health plans and even eliminate any deductibles. Go to www.myfreehealthguide.com to get this free information for yourself and start making the best decisions for you and your family today. MyFreeHealthGuide.com.
You're listening to DSRadio.net.
Proper life insurance can save you and your loved ones from financial hardship that an untimely death can have. No one wants to see their loved ones suffer. Protecting your loved ones with life insurance can save them from financial catastrophe in a time that is already very painful. Go to freelifequote.net, that's freelifequote.net, and shop out your rate now with over 40 of the top insurance companies around. With shopping your rate out through freelifequote.net, you are guaranteed the lowest rate, with the most coverage from high-ranked and reputable insurance carriers. Take 2 minutes and find out how affordable life insurance can be at freelifequote.net. That's freelifequote.net.
You're listening to Dollars and Cents. And now back to our show with Terry Wilson.
So the question is, do you plan on being rich? Now, I know there's some Christian friends of mine that listens to our show, and maybe you're not a friend of mine, but you are a Christian. You know, the Bible says, hey, don't, in the book of James, don't go out saying we're going to buy, sell, we're going to do this tomorrow, because you don't know what your future holds. And that is true, but the good book also says man makes plans and God orders steps. The point is, I don't think we should adapt or adopt a que sera sera attitude and just throw it up in the air, as the joke used to go that someone told me. There was a Jewish rabbi, a Catholic priest, and a Protestant pastor arguing over how much money the church should pay the pastor out of the tithes and the offerings that they take up each Sunday, how much is appropriate for the minister to keep. And so the Catholic priest said, well, I draw a circle around myself and I take everything that was in the offering plate and I throw it up in the air and I figure what lands outside the circle, God wants to go back to the church. What lands inside the circle, he wants me to take as my compensation. And the Protestant pastor said, well, we actually draw a line, and everything on this side of the line, I figure I'm supposed to keep, and everything on the other side of the line, we figure goes back to the church. And of course, the Jewish rabbi, and this is sort of a inside joke, theological joke, and could be considered differently, but it's all in good fun. He says, well, we take it, throw it up in the air, we decide whatever God wants to keep, he keeps, and whatever lands I'm supposed to keep. The point of the matter is, I don't think, no matter what theological persuasion you come from, that we should just throw things up in the air and say, que sera, sera. I think it behooves all of us to plan for the best and prepare for the worst. And the thing about the gentleman I just gave you the illustration for before the break was, we were talking about his health insurance. And this gentleman, $500,000 in the bank, going to put it in a plan that's going to at least double in the next 10 years, if not triple, guaranteed. We're talking to him, you know, and this is going to offend some of you out there. And if it does, you know, this is a political thing. You just need to take it up with whoever represents you. He's going to get free health insurance. The reason is because the way the law reads, it's based on his income. Well, his income only is around $1,500 a month, which puts him in an income bracket to where he can get basically free health coverage. Now, this guy's got $500,000 in the bank, doesn't work, all of his bills are paid, and $1,500 after all your bills are paid and living expenses are paid, and you can bring that kind of money in, that's a good money for a lot of people. A lot of people have to make $5,000 a month to have $1,500 in capital just to spend. Well, everything that this way this gentleman structured his business, his world, his life, he's going to get free health legally, ethically, he's going to get free health insurance. He's going to roll some money over into some products that's going to give him guaranteed income for life, guaranteed returns and protection on his money, protection on him. And he's set. But the point is, he plans for it. And, you know, I was just scouring the because this is what I do, financial planning and consulting. And just trying to see what other people are saying about the market. I'm always trying to see sort of what the word out on the street is. And I picked up an article on Forbes, and I'll link this to this this podcast. And part of our problem in good financial advice and people doing well by themselves is there's just so much bad advice out there. And this just illustrates that. I saw an article that says, my 10-point plan to get rich quick as an entrepreneur. My 10-point plan to get rich as an entrepreneur. And this guy goes through 10 things that he's advising people to do. And I would say out of 10, I don't know if 9 of them is a good idea. And that's the problem that we have. We live in the information age, but the problem is the quality information we have is just lacking. Just to give you a quick synopsis of this thing, his number one advice, the only point to entrepreneurship is to get rich, he says. So I've outlined below the keys to getting there fast and easy. Number one, he says, get a nice ride. In other words, first and foremost, you've got to look the part of success. So spend all the money you have and any money you can borrow on a really fast car, preferably something Italian. You definitely want to have a car that's faster than a venture capitalist Porsche. You need to command their respect. That's some of the worst advice I believe I've ever seen. Because why would you put your money in anything that depreciates? Now, there's nothing wrong with nice things. There's nothing wrong with going out and getting a Porsche or whatever. But I wouldn't put money in that before I put it in something that's going to give me a return on my money first. You know, we have the state motto in North Carolina is Esse quam videre is Latin. It means to be rather than seem to be. And if you're investing your money so that people will seem like, or you will seem like something, you're investing your money in the wrong area. Bad advice. Till next time, this is Terry. 90 degrees and freezing out here on my
own. I can't shake this feeling. You're listening to DSRadio.net. If you have a question for Terry, call now. 800-673-1728. 800-673-1728.